Caesar by Colleen McCullough. The orders were that while Caesar and the major part of his army were in Britannia, none but the most urgent communications were to be sent to him. Even directors from the Senate had to wait in Portus Itius on the Gallic mainland until Caesar returned from his second expedition to the island at the western end of the world. But this was a letter from Pompey the Great, who was the first man in Rome and Caesar's son-in-law. So when Gaius Trebatius in Caesar's office took delivery of the little red leather cylinder bearing Pompey's seal, he did not post it in one of the pigeonholes to wait for that return from Britannia. Instead, he sighed and got to his plump feet. There was Titus Labienus, lounging up against the wall of his house, talking to some hulking Gaul hung with gold and blazing colours.
"Walking some of the fat off, Trebatius."
The barbarian Roman grinned.
"Down to the dock," said Trebatius.
"Why?"
Trebatius itched to inform Labienus that it was none of his business, but he gave a sick smile and answered. Labienus was, after all, the general in the absence of the real general.
"I'm hoping to catch the mail pinnace, a letter for Caesar."
"Who from?"
The Gaul, Litavicus, was following the conversation, bright-eyed. He spoke Latin then, not unusual among the Aedui. They'd been under Rome for generations.
"Gnaeus Pompeius Magnus."
"Aha."
Labienus hawked and spat, a habit he'd picked up from too many years hobnobbing with Gauls. Disgusting. But he had lost interest the moment Pompey's name was said. Oh, of course. It had been Labienus who had trifled with Pompey's then-wife, Mucia Tertia. But she hadn't married Labienus after the divorce. Not good enough. She'd married young Scaurus. Breathing hard, Trebatius walked on out of the camp and entered the village of Portus Itius, journey's end or journey's beginning. Take your pick. There, still tied up, was the sleek, oared pinnace he had hoped to catch, its Roman crew busy loading the last of a dozen kegs of nails, all at its size it could hope to carry. For the second year in a row, Caesar's ships had been wrecked on the shore of Britannia.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?